When the bombs went off at the Boston Marathon, workers at the medical tents quickly shifted gears from treating blisters to treating horrific injuries. Kim Giroux, a nurse from Tewksbury, Massachusetts, was there. Kim, I can't imagine what you saw yesterday.
It was pretty shocking. I was actually sitting in the medical tent treating one of our returning war veterans who ran the race in full gear with his fatigues, the backpack, boots, being treated for dehydration when the first blast went off.
Oh, my gosh. So you're sitting there, I mean, with someone dressed as a soldier, and God bless him, for they do that every year. We see veterans running in gear, and then suddenly you're in a war zone. What were some of the, I mean, we have to be delicate here, but what were some of the injuries?
There were penetrating wounds, people that were impaled with metal, glass. There were burns. There were amputations, cardiac arrest, several children with injuries, impaled with, you know, like I said, shrapnel.
Kim, are you trained for this?
We have had training, but you never had real wounds. You know, your training has always been simulation, where you are told that this is what's coming in, but you never see it. Yesterday, I saw it. I hope I never have to live through that again.
Well, people like you are getting lauded, as you know, around the world. We have world-class hospitals here, and then we had people like you at the finish line. We hear stories of people doing tourniquets with their lanyards, you know, the lanyards around their necks, holding their tags. Sort of an odd calmness as people were cared for.
It was controlled chaos, well-controlled chaos. You know, we went from, like I said, triaging people with blisters and those sorts of things, and then all of a sudden we had to shift into a field hospital.
What happens for you the day after? How are you doing today?
Well, I haven't really slept. I just kept waking up with visions of what I had seen yesterday, and I had to turn the TV off because I kept seeing faces of people that I saw come through that medical tent.
I can't imagine, you're probably wondering what ultimately has happened to them.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of them, it turns out, is, and I didn't recognize him at the time, is a friend of the family that I'm hoping will recover well. He's at one of the Boston hospitals right now in critical condition.
It was quite something to, you know, the tapes are horrible, but the one thing that gives such hope is there were people understandably running away from the bombing, but the first responders were running to it.
Exactly. I just think that a big thank you needs to go out to all of our first responders, Boston EMS, Boston Fire Department, and the Boston Police Department. The war veteran who was sitting in front of me, he jumped up and said, "I gotta go." And I handed him a Gatorade with extra electrolytes in it, and I said, "Drink this on your way out there." And then, you know, my plan was to turn around and fix his blisters that he had on his feet, but when I turned back, he was gone. Lots of people in the right place at the right time.
Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you.